Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Eruvin. Mishnah Zayin presents us with another option for a traveler who is traveling as Shabbos approaches. If he is traveling along the road and it's starting to get dark, but he recognizes, he knows a specific landmark that is up ahead, within 2,000 amos from where he is. And if he would run full speed, he would make it to that landmark before Shabbos. So he doesn't have to do that. He can just declare his shvisa to be at that landmark, so that on Shabbos he can walk to the landmark and then another 2,000 amos past the landmark. However, how he makes this declaration matters a great deal, because he needs to specify a specific for Amos, right? He has to say something which identifies a definitive location. And so, the Amar, if he says, Shvisa si tachtav, my Shvisa is going to be under the tree, or under by the fence, lor maklum, that is not useful, because it won't work if the tree or the fence is more than 8 amos wide, because 8 amos wide or more, because under an 8 ama tree, there is more than one possible 4 ama location. And since, therefore, I cannot identify with specificity any specific location that was definitely his shvisa, doesn't work at all. And therefore, he ends up with nothing. He ends up with only 4 amos where he is. Why? Because he explicitly uprooted his shvisa from where he was. He said, declared, I am not staying here for Shabbos. I am staying there for Shabbos. But the there didn't work. So he said, I'm not staying here. So he loses 2,000 amos from where he is. And the there also didn't work because he didn't specify a specific enough location. And therefore, he's stuck with only 4 amos from where he is. Now, if the tree is less than 7.5 amos wide, then this still would work, right? Because no matter how you figure it out, if the tree is only 7.5 amos wide, the middle half amma is definitely included. It is 100% certain, if he said under the tree, that the middle half amma is part of what he had in mind. So therefore, we do now have a specific location that we can identify as exactly what he was talking about, and therefore it can work and does work. And certainly that's true if the tree is only 4 amos. But of course, it's much better if he can be more specific. Like the Mishnah says, Shvisasi bi'ikaro, if he says, My shvisa, I am declaring my location for Shabbos to be at the base of the tree, the base of the trunk. So the base of the trunk is a very, very specific location, and it is less than 4 amos wide, certainly less than 8 amos wide. And so therefore, that is specific enough that it works. And so, mehalech mimakom ragla ve'adi karo apayimama, so he can walk, after Shabbos. He doesn't have to do it now. Even after dark, he can walk up to 2,000 amos to the base of the tree. And then, and then he can go past the tree, another 2,000 amos, towards his house. So Nimtza ends up, so it ends up, because he was able to do this, that after Shabbos starts, that night or the next day, he can walk 4,000 amos from where he actually started Shabbos towards his home. And if his home is 4,000 amos, then exactly he can make it to the house on Shabbos.